and WBAI.org online. Stay tuned for Interpersonal Update with Dr. Harriet Fraud. That's coming up. So stay tuned.
Hello, this is Dr. Harriet Fraud, bringing you a program on Interpersonal Update, how things in the outside world, the political and economic world, affect us personally. We are a show brought together by WBAI, a valiant station that remains bringing you news you won't get elsewhere, and bringing you programs like this one as well. Before we start, please get out a pencil and paper so you can take down two important numbers. One is the listener call-in number. If you have a reaction you're willing to share, please call it in to WBAI. The number is 212-209-2877. That's 1-212-209-2877. The other number that I'd like you to really write down is our pledge number, so that if you are inspired to help us however you can, with whatever sum you can manage, please call that in. The number is 212-209-2950. Today, I want to talk about the phenomenon that's George Santos. He's everywhere. He's mentioned everywhere. Well, first of all, about his name, he has three names. We don't know really which, if any, are real. Well, three and a half names. One of them is he calls himself Anthony Zebrowski when he's trying to raise money from Jewish people, because he is the congressional representative from the 3rd District, which contains some Jewish residents of Long Island, as well as he's also the representative of part of Queens. When he's trying to raise money from Jewish people, he uses the name Anthony Zebrowski because he thinks it sounds more Jewish. He also is known as Anthony DeVolder. However, George Santos is what we mainly call him. And we've got to ask, who is this guy? Why has he been allowed to be a congressperson? He had so many lies. It's amazing. And his lies were only revealed while he was running, or actually, yes, while he was running. They were revealed in the New York Times. How come there was no vetting of the candidates to see if they were lying about everything, if they were being elected on the basis of a history they never had? At any rate, they weren't. Every aspect of him is a lie and a fraud. It's strange also in the United States that lying on that level does not exclude you from being a lawmaker, even though you're doing things that are quite lawless and irresponsible. Where does that leave us, knowing what he's doing? Democracy is supposed to be, in Abraham Lincoln's word, a government by the people, of the people, and for the people. Well, we know in that case we're not a democracy, and that was true from the signing of the Constitution on. When the Constitution was signed and brought into law, it really added a very good idea that there are checks and balances of power. However, there was no check on money because they were mainly wealthy men. And we should remember that in this great democratic document, and it was a helpful document, but 96% of the potential voters couldn't vote because in order to vote, you had to be white, you had to be a man, and you also had to own property. So that means only 4% of the people voted after that great democratic development. Now, some people, like the Native American people in the United States, didn't get the vote in every state in the Union until 1964. That was the latest group. African American men got to vote after the Civil War. Women got to vote after 1920. However, who we vote for has to have several billion dollars to spend, and they have to get it from people who have millions of dollars to give. Also, it's hard to choose a candidate that really represents you if people are lying and making promises that are completely false. Trump certainly lies. He's still out there. Santos told so many lies, he was remarkable. Many of our representatives lie, but not on this level. So in addition to his name, Santos said that his mother's parents, his maternal grandparents, fled persecution as Jews in Europe before World War II. He said he was a grandson of Holocaust refugees. The truth is, both of his grandparents lived in Brazil, and they stayed there. And they weren't Jewish, they were Catholic. He said that he was a proud American Jew. Nah, he's Catholic. He said that he had four employees who were killed in the Pulse nightclub shooting, a shooting of gay nightclub goers in Orlando. However, there's no record of that. There's no record of his having any employees, no less employees, in the Pulse nightclub. As far as college, he said he graduated from Baruch College, and he also attended NYU. However, he didn't attend either of them. He said that he shot both of his knees to bits because he overexerted himself on the successful champion volleyball team of Baruch College. Well, he didn't go to Baruch College, so of course he didn't do that either. He said he went to high school at Horace Mann, which is a very elegant prep school in Riverdale in the Bronx. And he said he couldn't graduate. He attended, but he couldn't graduate because he didn't have the money. Well, he never even attended at all. He said he worked at Goldman Sachs and Citibank. Nope, neither company. He didn't work at either company. He said he did charity work. He had a special charity, Friends of Pets United, a pet-saving charity. Well, no money was ever given from that charity. And in fact, since he was elected, a homeless veteran with a service dog went to this ostensible charity. It was listed as a charity, although it never gave anything. And asked for help raising money for an operation for his service dog. This veteran was homeless, but he wanted to save his dog. Santos used the veteran's contacts and raised $3,000 and disappeared with the money, and the dog died. Santos said he had 12 properties in New York. No, he had no properties in New York. He was evicted twice, but that's not what is a history of owning property. He said his mother died after being near the South Tower on 9/11. She died a few years later of a cancer related to her exposure at Ground Zero. Well, His mother died from cancer 16 years later than he said, and she stayed in Brazil the whole time. He also said that he was struggling with his health. He had compromised immunity because of a brain tumor, and the radiation treatment that he had. Well, that wasn't true either. It's really quite amazing. His last lie that's come up, and it's especially exciting to come up since he's in the Republican Party, which fights against drag queens, is that he was actually, he doesn't say this, but he was called Katara Ravash as a drag dancer, a female impersonating dancer in Brazil. We have a call. Good. Welcome. You're on WBAI. Tell me your name and where you're from.
Yes, this is
Hello.
Brad, and can you hear me?
Barely. Talk louder.
Okay. This is my act calling from the grotto, if you will. This is very interesting because I'm looking at, Harriet, I'm looking at some of the larger aspects because this is where the United States is right now. It's a perfect
yes.
illustration. There's a Long Island newspaper, North Shore. I'm blanking on the full name, but I heard them, I think, on NPR talking about how they termed George, if that's his real first name, the Scandals.
Yeah.
And this information about the name change, but also in Brazil, he seemed to have number criminal accusations regarding
yes.
of a checkbook or a forged check to buy some clothes. So what the point, I guess, that I want to make is that whether symptom or not, as BT, that's what I call him because it's like the poison that he sounds like, came on the scene. Harry, he seemed to open up some portals, accepting the lie as normalized. And, of course, and I put this in single quotes also, white supremacy, because we know that this the very idea of white is something like Isabel Wilkinson in her book so aptly describes caste. The symptoms of our discontent. So at some point we have to deal with it. And my last point is this should make us remember about his mother dying during September 11th, 01. But this should make us think about how BAI has gotten off track in terms of giving us a one media outlet, giving us real facts. And I recommend everybody go to Trine Day and get Bain, B-A-I-N, his real name, first name is Kent, the most dangerous book in the world, 9/11 as Mega Ritual.
Okay. Thank you very, very much. That's a useful comment. And, of course, we do this is a lawmaker who has broken every law in the book. As you said, in Brazil, he stole a checkbook and made $700,000 of checks on it. Also, he went from being, within 2 years, he went from being a salaried worker who got $55,000 a year salary to a multimillionaire and gave $700,000 to his own campaign. Whoa, where did he get the money? No place legal, that's for sure. And so that there are huge, bristling illegalities all over this man. And what it brings up is what kind of society do we have? No wonder people have huge mental health issues. Because you can't trust the people who are making the laws, who are in charge here. No one is in charge except for flim-flam men and the rich. And it makes people very, very frightened. Do we have anyone else in the chat? Because if we do, I only see a number one, and I'd love to welcome you. Okay, then we'll continue to talk about this, the issues that were raised. Oh, here's another one. Hello to WBAI.
No.
And from WPAI.
No.
No. Okay, we don't. Sorry about that. At any rate, we live in a land of liars. Trump lied that he won the election. He didn't. Carrie Lake lied that she won the governorship. She didn't. And these people are allowed to keep walking around. There seem to be no laws against public lying, no laws against running a campaign where you pretend that you're someone you're not, where you try to trick the voters. And it's really quite remarkable that he's gotten so far, but he's gotten so far because no one vets the candidates and makes sure they're telling the truth. I want to remind you again to get out your pencil. And if you have a comment, an idea, something to contribute to our show as the last person did, please call 212-209-2877. And if you are inspired to give, which we certainly hope you are, please phone 212-209-2950 or go on give2wbai.org. Promises are broken here. Americans are lost. I live in New York City, and I can't walk for 15 minutes without seeing, at the very least, one person screaming to the air in his or her rage. People are lost and abandoned. And the reason that everybody's talking about George Santos is because he is emblematic of that lostness. He's part of the symptoms that we are in unsafe hands, that the promises are broken. And we need to connect and change this. I'll talk a little more about that later. But that we don't have a sustaining alternative while these promises are broken. And so people are really hurting. There is a very important thing that we could learn. France has a very, very mixed population. It's as diverse as the population in the United States. But recently, the French did an amazing thing from which we could learn. They do have a much more militant and left labor movement. But the labor movement, combined with their Black Lives Matter, combined with the women's movement, combined with the climate movement, combined with the sexual liberation movement, they all banded together. And together they elected a really progressive leader who has, and they have the most seats in their Congress, their parliament. That leader is Mélenchon. And I think the way that we can make sure that our leaders are not corrupt is by banding together all of us who are cheated and denied by race, by income, by the work that we do, by our sexual preferences, and all of us who are endangered in our unsafe cities with our foul air, with our unsafe water, and with our frighteningly strange climate with its many storms and its weird weather. It's global weirding. They all banded together. And the first rule they made, the first law, was a 10% raise for all workers. And the second was a 15% for workers who are civil service workers. And we could do that too. We could also put in breaks in our system. So we could learn from them. In France and in Germany and all the Scandinavian countries, no one is allowed to take any money for elections. No private money. And when the candidates have 2 weeks to run, not a year to push themselves, and then they regularly stand up in those last 2 weeks And they each say what they stand for, the different things they stand for. Someone like George Santos decided he stood for justice in the Holocaust. Therefore, he pretended he had a Jewish identity. He pretended he was immunocompromised, so he had a medical identity that was sympathetic. He pretended that he was rich. He had 12 properties so that he could get the votes of wealthy people or people who admire wealthy people. He pretended that he employed people at Pulse because Pulse was a gay event, because a gay man killed 49 people in Orlando or shot 49 people. And everything he did was a lie directed at a population he wanted to vote for them, that he wanted to vote for him. It was all lies. And we need accountability and honesty. And we also need a new vehicle, a new party that stands for all of us together. Because together, we could take over. We could win. And separately, we can't. And we can look at George Soros as a phenomenon that is an emblem of America's corruption and lies, and the end of a possibility that it could deliver a democracy in the best democracy money can buy. Money shouldn't be allowed to buy elections, and lies shouldn't be allowed to pass. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for your comment, the person who had the courage to call in and chat. I'm going to say goodbye now, and I hope you'll tune in next time. If you have any questions, call in. If you're inspired to give, call our pledge number, 212-209-2950. Or you could go on WBAI on the internet, WBAI.org, give to WBAI.org, or you could call the number 209-2950. And that would be giving you a chance to give to us. Thank you very much for your attention. Oh, there's another chat. You want to go on real fast, 1 minute? Hello, you're on BAI.
Hello.
Talk loud and fast.
Good evening.
Good.
Yes.
What do you want to say?
All these ferocious liars that we have in the politicians now?
Yep.
You also have all these people who want to suppress the truth.
Yes.
Ban books. So, I mean, you don't know what's going to be happening in this world now. They don't want the truth to be told. They lie and lie and lie and lie. How can anybody believe what these politicians say?
Well, we have to demand that they tell the truth. We need another force in this country. We really need what they have in France and many other countries. We need a united left against lying. And you are so right, because right now, it's just untenable. It makes no sense. Thank you so much for calling. Okay, my friends, we have to go. Thank you so much.
Only so for the Tower Fund here at WBAI.
And without that tower, we can't stay on the air.
Please just give what you can.
And those contributions can be small or they can be large, but those are the contributions that we need to make in order to beat back the other side. No one is going to do it for us.
Even a few dollars a month helps to keep us on the air.
Let's face it, without Pacifica, what do you have? NPR is too milquetoast. PBS, too milquetoast. Without Pacifica, we're dead in the water.
And that pledge line is 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950.
And we're only asking those who can give it, those who can afford it. We know that there's some people out there who cannot afford it, and that's one of the problems. Those of us who relatively have must stand up for those who have not.
I'm sick and tired hearing people complain about, well, you know, the right wing has Fox News and they have this and they have that. The oppressor always has more money than the oppressed. We have to make use of the resources that we have. We have people and we have people that can make contributions.
Here on WBAI 99.5 FM, we want to have the Tower Fund strong and healthy so we're not worried about it.
212-209-2950.
Or you can go online at WBAI.org and donate to the Tower Fund.
This is the mic check for Cat Radio Cafe.
Testing. Tune into Cat Radio Cafe Tuesday night at 9 here on WBAI.
I'm Janet Coleman.
I'm David Dozer.
The Displaced Playwright on Tuesday, January 24th at 9 p.m. will be joined by filmmakers Stephen Fischler and Joe Sucher to discuss their films on American radicalism, including From Swastika to Jim Crow and Red Squad, among the latest streaming releases from Ovid's collection, Anarchy in the USA.
Tuesday night at 9 here on WBAI.
Cat Radio Cafe.
Hey, do cats drink coffee?
Yes, they're radical cats.
Aren't they all?
Previous program was In a Personal Update with Dr. Harriet Fried, which is now heard Tuesdays, 6:30 p.m. on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, and WBAI.org online. Real shortly, we will come up to the next program. That is RPM, Revolutions Per Minute. That is coming up very shortly. So stay tuned for that. And during this time, when I have time, as usual, I will give a little spiel on why you should donate to WBAI. Well, the reason why you should donate to WBAI is because, well, let's be honest, where else you gonna do? I mean, I'm not trying to be a smart ass or anything like that, but I mean, come on, let's just admit it. You know, mainstream media is trash, okay? The corporate media is trash. CNN garbage, MSNBC garbage, okay? Fox News garbage. You know, it doesn't matter. All of it is garbage. It's all